Sech the shuas per gimel mishnah. Echad varm shall atzmai. Echad varm shall achirim. The shuas chal whether it's on things that affect him or whether it's on things that affect other people. Echad varm sheyesh ben mamish. It affects things that have mamish to them, that have substance to them. Echad varm sheyem ben mamish. A shvuah could be on things that do not have substance. The Mishnah is going to give examples. Ketzad. So this is the cases of shvuahs that have to do with other people. Amar shvuah she'etein l'ish plaini v'shalayetein. Person makes a shvuah that he will give certain gifts to someone, or I will not give him a gift. Shenasati v'shalaynasati. Or he could do it in the past tense. I gave him a gift. I did not give him a gift. Now the Mishnah gives examples of matters that have no substance to them. She'ishan v'shalayishan. Someone swears that he will sleep or he won't sleep, which doesn't really affect anything. She'yashanti v'shalayashanti. I slept or I did not sleep. Or another case would be she'ezrek tzrar liyam v'shalayezrek. I will throw a rack into the ocean or I won't throw a rack into the ocean. She'zarakti v'shazalayzarakti. I threw it into the ocean. I didn't throw it into the ocean. So any of these cases are shvuas that don't have any substance to them, and yet still you can make a shvu on it. Reb Yishmael Omer, Reb Yishmael says, Einai chayiv ela ala osid lavi. You can't make a shvua on something that happened in the past tense. Shenemar lahara oilahitiv. Even though our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, said that you could make a shvua sayan a past tense, sayan future. So that is machlekes, and over here we have Reb Yishmael saying, Einai chayiv ela ala osid lavi. You can only make a shvua for the future. Shenemar lahara oilahitiv. It says in the pasuk. Lahara, to do bad, oylahetiv, or to do good, which is in the future tense. Amalei Rav Akiva, imkein en liyel advarim sheyesh ben aravatama. If you're taking the psukim so literally, then you should only be able to make a shvu on things that either do harm or do good. Dvarim sheyem ben aravatava minayin. How do we know that you can make a shvu even on things that are not necessarily good or bad, like the cases we brought where you throw a rock into the sea? Over there it's not haravatava, and yet it's a shvu. So you see, you don't take the pasuk so literally. So why is Rabbi Shmuel saying that it can only be future, it can't be past? Rabbi Shmuel said, no, we have a special ribuy hakasov that's marba any kind of shvua, even whether it is, whether it's purposeful or not, whether it's substantive or not. Riba hakasov lakach. So Rabbi Kiva says back to him, the same way that it's marba all kinds of shvuas, whether it has substance or not, so too it's marba whether it's past tense or future also, either one, the shvua is chal. Mishnah Vav. Nishpal avatal ha-mitzvah. Let's say someone swore that he's not going to do a mitzvah, v'loi bitel, and he didn't end up not doing the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah. He's pata. Why? Because he can't make a shvua on something that the Torah says to do. L'kayim v'loi kiyim. He says he'll do a mitzvah, and he didn't do the mitzvah. He's pata, because you're ready, nishbav ha-imed, you're ready mechuyiv to do the mitzvah before, so the fact that you made a shvua that you're going to do it, the shvua is not chal, and therefore you're pater where you didn't mekayim the shvua, you're pater in both these cases. So now, why doesn't it take effect? Shehaya b'din shehei chayiv k'divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro. Really, a shvua should be chal. You should be chayiv for the shvua, even if you made a shvua on something that it says in the Torah. Like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro says, what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro say? Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro, ma'am harishus, she'enei mushba lemei har sinai. If someone makes a shvua for something that's optional, meaning not a mitzvah, and yet still he's chayiv on it, mitzvah shu mushba aleha me'ar sinai, ain't it? Din she'e chayiv aleha. Something that's a mitzvah, you should certainly be chayiv if you don't keep the shvua on it. Amar loy, amar loy. So they said back to him, no. Loy, im amrit b'shvuas harashos she'kein osa balav kehin. The reason why you're chayiv on a shvuas harashos, where it's optional whether you should do it or not, over there, you made a lav like a hain. What does that mean? The Torah made a negative the same as a positive. Meaning, when it comes to shvua, it makes no difference whether you said no or whether you said yes. So you're going to say the same thing to be true about a shvua, to fulfill a mitzvah. And that which the Torah did not make a negative like a positive one, what does that mean? Shemnishba levatel v'loy bitel pater. Because if someone made a shvua to violate a mitzvah and he didn't violate it, it's not usher to do it. Meaning, in order for a shvua to be chal, it has to be that it's the type of thing that you could either make it in a positive or a negative. I could say, I will eat, I won't eat. Meaning, it's optional to do it lahara ilahetiv. If a person has a mitzvah, let's say the mitzvah is you're not allowed to eat chametz. A person has no option to say, I'm going to eat chametz. So since a person has no option of making it for the positive that I will eat chametz, the same thing, his shvuah is not going to be chal if he says that I won't eat chametz, even though really you're allowed to say I won't eat chametz because you're not allowed to eat chametz anyway. But the only time a shvuah is chal is where I have the option of making it either way. Over here, by a mitzvah, either a mitzvah saseh or a mitzvah slay saseh, you only have one option of saying like the Torah says. You can't say it the other way. So that's not included in the hara ila hetiv, and therefore the shvuah is not chal, and you're not over on the shvuah if you do opposite of it, because the shvuah is not chal. Have a good day.